It's okay. It's okay, love. I'm okay. You listened to my safe word. You got me some water and gave me all the head pads and curls. Oh, come on. Don't be so hard on yourself, baby. We're going at it pretty hard, and that comes with remembering your safe word. You have safe words too, right? Remember? And sometimes we just gotta use them. I still feel safe around you. I feel good. Maybe, even in a little while, we could go again. A little gentler this time. But there's no rush on either of us. Listen, you've given me plenty of aftercare, and I feel safe. There's no sub drop going on over here, and I want to make sure there's no dumb drop happening over there either. You're a good person. My good person. You asked for my consent, checked in, and respected it when I retracted it. And you didn't do anything wrong. It's okay if sometimes things don't work out for the both of us. It's okay. Oh no, you're not a monster. Not at all. And if you were any kind of monster, you'd be a Muppet, because you're very snuggly, and you're ridiculous. Listen. I'm okay. I feel safe with you. You're enough for me. Enough for anybody. I'm so lucky to have you. I think you need some tough love right now. Because I can see you spiraling. And if you keep beating yourself up, wallowing in self-deprecation, making yourself feel guilty, you're essentially communicating that this will be the reaction every time I have to use a safe word. Which will make you reluctant to safe word. And that's a real problem. Safe words are there for a reason. I will always give you aftercare as your sub. Always. Don't be so mean to yourself. Honestly, this isn't that big of a deal. You did the right thing, and you made me feel safe. Come here. It's your turn for head pats.